Good afternoon. For KYMN News, I'm Terry Knight on 95 The One and AM 1080. This update brought to you by Young's Paint Setter. The Northfield School Board each year in September approves the maximum preliminary levy allowed by the Minnesota Department of Education. Superintendent Dr. Matt Hellman said,
this year, it's a 2.7% increase in our levy over last year.
That number can be lowered before the final levy is set in December. The board also approved refinancing $7.7 million in bonds for the middle school, saving $178,000 in interest payments.
Now, the key thing here is that this is not money that the school district then gets to spend. It is money that comes that will actually come off of our levy as we move forward.
Over the past decade, Hellman says they've saved taxpayers $5.6 million in interest by refinancing existing debt. A new law amending Minnesota's telecommunication right-of-way user law has created a separate permitting system for placement of small cell wireless facilities on city-owned structures, including streetlights and utility poles. They can also place their own pole. The idea is to provide more powerful cell services. Administrator Ben Mardick said,
the state sets the maximum height for installation. The cities can establish some extra regulations as it relates to a historic and residential district.
The height of the poles can be up to 50 feet. City engineer Dave Bennett told Northfield Council that if the city does not pass some type of ordinance soon, state statute will rule. They approved the first reading of repealing and replacing that part of our code. The city does
have the ability under one of the conditions to regulate where they place that, so we can say, well, there's already one here, you got to move it away further so that we don't, they're not getting stacked up by each other. So we do have some provisions for, so they're not all side by side.
Additionally,
within the new legislation, there is a provision if we wanted to look at a conditional use permit. So they, for single family areas and for historic districts.
An attorney for Verizon told council they want to build six installations in town. This item will come back to council next month as they decide parameters for a new code. And KYMN AM 1080 celebrates its 50th anniversary today. On September 27, 1968, at 10 a.m., the first voice on the air was Wayne Eddy. The first song was Up, Up, and Away by the Fifth Dimension. For the next 34 years, Wayne served a number of roles, including manager, part owner, then owner. During that whole time, he was the morning show host. He sold the station in 2002, but was hired back to KYMN in 2006 by Jeff Johnson, and the Wayne Eddy Affair was launched, a two-hour show interviewing every kind of person in every kind of corner from Northfield and beyond. In 2007, he was inducted into the Pavick Museum Hall of Fame. Jeff Johnson, who began his radio career at KYMN in 1987, moved in and out of a variety of roles, including sports director. He left radio for a couple of years, coming back to man the morning show on KYMN in 2005. He bought the radio station in late 2008. Jeff launched the new FM 95.1 in 2016 and oversaw the rebranding of The One at our website. There have been a number of personalities through the years, but three have remained for most of the time. Wayne, Jeff, and Bob Matheson, who started his career at KYMN in 1982, left for a time in the 2000s and was hired back by Jeff in 2011 to be our weather specialist. They, along with a host of longtime guests, were on Wayne's show this morning. And we had a special guest stop by, this year's Joseph Lee Haywood Award winner, Lois Stratmon.
I was listening 50 years ago when KYMN Radio came on the air, and I was excited. I was a young mom. I had a two-year-old boy at home, and I thought, this is the way I will get the local news, we'll get the local weather, and I'll feel that I am more in touch with my new community.
A friend you can still count on. News from around the state is next.